I don't personally have one favourite. I just love absolutely anything that you can buy that has chocolate in it. And I just love the fact that when people, you go around to each other's houses and you do lots of family time and different things, people are always circulating chocolate. It does get a bit crazy, so you have to pace yourself so that you're not sick. So just a wee bit of advice for everybody here. But as I was thinking this morning about what I wanted to share with you, one of the things I was, the themes that I wanted to go with was a little Christmas treat that kind of reminds us and just helps us to refocus about Christmas and about Christmas Day. I was looking up I was surfing the web and just looking up Christmas treats, and I came across something that was very, very interesting. Someone had made, not the Christmas tree, but it was a Christmas tree with lots of decorations, and all the decorations were edible. And I thought, this is wonderful. I wonder how long it would last in your house if you could eat everything. So let me just tell you a few things that were on it. There was stained glass biscuits, okay, hanging from the tree. There was sweetie baubles. There was popcorn and cranberry tinsel. It looked very nice. Meringue rings hanging from the side. You know the ice cream cones you get? They had them hanging with lots of little things in them. Chocolate candy hearts. And one of the things I loved was, you know these little candy sticks you get? They made a little sledge with two of these and a crispy cake on the top. I thought, what an incredible idea. So there, if you want to be creative this Christmas over the festive season and make some sweeties, there may be just a few ideas. I don't know if they would go down well hanging them on your tree. They might not last that long. But one of the things I wanted just to share with you this morning is just about the little candy cane. I think this is a kind of traditional Christmas treat or sweetie, but sometimes I think it can be forgotten, and I wanted just to share with you a little bit of the story behind it. When you look at this little candy cane, now this one's got green in it, but the traditional ones are just red, they've just got red stripes on them. But as the story goes, as the legend goes, in Indiana there was a wee candy maker, and he wanted just to remind people and help people remember what Christmas was all about. So he made this little candy cane, and he used many symbols around the Christian story about what it represented, and particularly starting with the birth of Jesus, the birth, the ministry, and the death of Christ. So I'm just going to share with you just a few of them. I don't know if any of you know this already. Some of you might know this already. So the candy maker began with a stick, a pure white stick, as we can see. And the white was there to symbolize the virgin birth and the sinless nature of Jesus. And this candy, it's not one that's soft, it's very, very hard. And the hard is there to symbolize the solid rock, the foundation of the church, and the firmness of God's promise. And then the candy maker made the cane in the form of a staff. Does anyone have any ideas? Any boys and girls think what this might represent? Yeah? The Good Shepherd? Jesus represented as the Good Shepherd, yes? And I'll see if anyone, any little ones, would know what this one is. And if you turn it upside down, it stands for what word? We've mentioned quite a bit this morning. Does anyone want to help me? Yeah, right at the back. Do you want to shout it out? The little girl in the black. Shout it out. Is it Ariana? Did you? Jesus? Yes. So, lots of little things in here. But also when we look at the stripes, okay, so there's lots of different stripes on here, and most of the ones you buy are red, and the stripes represent the beatings that Jesus took at the end of his life on the earth, and the big red stripe just in the middle symbolizes the blood that Jesus shed for each and every one of us. So it's a little Christmas decoration that you can hang on your tree to remind you about what the meaning of Christmas is all about, and why Jesus loves us and why he came to the earth. But you know, sometimes it is hard to stay focused when we think of what Christmas is all about, because at this time we want to share the joy, we want to share love with each other, we want to share peace with each other. Some of us find that a little bit of a challenge during the festive season, particularly when we've got people living with us or coming to visit us, and we think, how am I going to get through the next 24 hours with my family? Sometimes, I don't know if it's your first time cooking a big Christmas dinner. I remember my first time, it was so stressful, you know, so we can get a little bit stressed out when we're cooking. I always wondered how you fit everything in the oven, and then I realized that my oven was really small. It just didn't work. I don't know, boys and girls, if any of you guys fight sometimes or not at all with your brothers and sisters sometimes, it can be a little bit of a challenge just to show love and to have peace in our homes as we spend time together at Christmas and amongst all the niggles and frustrations that just everyday life brings us. But I want to share with you a little story of a great story, that took place on Christmas Day. And it was in 1914. And it was right after the start of World War I. And when this was all happening, there was lots of fighting between the Germans and the Allies, and that would have been some of the British as well. And this was a really, really bitter war, and it was definitely going to last a long time. It wasn't going to be a quick fix. But here we have that lots of trenches in this area called No Man's Land. And that basically on Christmas Eve, these guys were fighting brutally with each other, and then Christmas Eve ascended and darkness came. And we all think, yeah, it's the spirit of goodwill. And in German, some men started singing Silent Night. And then on the other side, some English-speaking people started singing Silent Night, and everybody started joining together. There was no music. It was on the battlefield. And they started singing this carol tonight. Soldiers who hours before had been killing one another were now singing of the wonders of Christ's birth. And then as the kind of darkness fell and the sun rose in the morning, the soldiers got out of their trenches and they dared to walk towards each other. Nobody was going to shoot. And they started to exchange gifts. They agreed a time where they could bury their friends. They played football together. It's probably thought that possibly 100,000 people all shared in peace on this day, on Christmas Day, in no man's land. They laid down their weapons, and there was this period of peace. And it is, if you look in any of the history books, this moment is recorded because when does this ever happen in the middle of a war zone? It's an incredible picture. It's an incredible story. These men were there laying down their weapons. But one of the sad things was that when the commanders heard about it, oh my goodness, they were absolutely furious. And they made sure that any subsequent years on Christmas Day that nobody was making friends with any enemies. In the world we live in today, sometimes we have to work really hard to make Christmas what it really should be. Even like to buy Christmas cards with an activity scene is really hard work. You walk into a card shop and it's got everything else except the nativity scene. And we have to make an extra effort to send cards that talk about the birth of Jesus and what is important for Christians together. Even decorations as well, when we look at our decorations, we have to work a little bit harder to keep that focus together. But one of the things that as we remember today the birth of Jesus Christ, I think this is a good wee representation that we can stick in our tree and think of the candy cane and remind us that God is a good God. God is a good shepherd and he desires to take care of us. He loves us so much that he sent his son into the world as an example on how we can all, each one of us, live our lives. It's possible to experience the supernatural power of God's peace and God's love. In the great World War I, the truce on Christmas Day in 1914, the soldiers experienced peace for just one day. But one of the things I want to share with you this morning is that actually, no matter what our circumstances are, we can experience God's supernatural love and peace every single day of our lives. All we have to do is ask. And this candy cane can be a great wee reminder that we can take home and we can hang in our tree of all the different things that it represents. I just wanted to read a little bit, and you might think it's a bit of an odd scripture to read on Christmas morning, but it's Psalm 23. It's a very popular psalm to be read at funerals, but actually it's an incredible psalm to read to help us in our everyday lives. And it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me to beside the still waters, and he restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Your rod and your staff, they comfort me, and you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I look forward to the time when I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, for his name's sake. This morning we celebrate the significance of Jesus' birth. Every day we can celebrate the significance of Jesus' ministry on this earth. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you that you came down to this earth as a baby and lived your life so that you could understand the things that we go through. You understand the things that we feel. And I thank you that your life was a demonstration on how we can live our lives. When we get it wrong so many times, I thank you that you can come and help us and encourage us and forgive us and just lead us closer to you. I pray that you would be with us on this Christmas day as we share time together with each other, with family, with friends, and as we celebrate your birth. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.